Kijk, we begonnen met zeggen, Shabbos Daf Lamed Hei, and we're starting on Lamed Hei, two lines on the top of the second line, Bechiluf Bechalte. Just one quick thing, we had a machloket yesterday, which we saw between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, okay, on the length of time that it took, on how much time we had between, for Shkia, right, between the Banashmashot. So we saw there that the question was, we said, Mishtishka Chama. And we saw over there that Rabbi said that we're talking about 3/4 of a meal, and Rav Yosef said 2/3 of a meal, which basically that Rabbi was a little bit more time. Rabbi gave us 9/12, and Yosef said 2/3. So we said yesterday, right? And then Rashi, with the difference of the palga danka, Rashi says a shtut. A shtut is a sixth, so it's a half a sixth, which was a 12th. So now the Gemara comments. I know one of these things, I don't know, a little bit strange why, but the Gemara seems to be concerned that here Rabbi said 3/4, Rabbi said 2/3, and we've got another machloke between the two of them. Remember, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef were contemporaries, right? This whole, at the end of, we saw that end of Horayot, the Rabbi became, Yosef would have been the Rosh Shiva first, and Rabbi became the Rosh Shiva first. So they were contemporaries, they were Bari Plukta. We got another machloke over there with regards to a chilta. Right, with regards to a chilta, and a chilta is a kaveret. A kaveret is like a nest, or like a chest, or like a cupboard, or anything like a type sort of furniture type of thing. Right, which is also one word of background. We've seen this before many times, and that is that, Michael, isn't it very cold there, all wind blowing behind you like that? That in order for a kli to be makabel tuma, so it's actually from this week's parsha. From this week's parsha, we learned in this week's parsha in Shmini, right? It has to be able to be mitaltel, malay or reik, empty or full. It has to be a kli, which is still, you can able to move it or carry it even if it's full. When something is too big that you can't carry it, empty or full, so then it loses the status of a kli and it becomes part of the ground, it becomes something kavua. And something kavua, which is attached to the ground, doesn't makabel tuma. Okay, so that's what always become tahor, can't become tameh. Exactly the case over here. This kaveret, right? If you look at Rashi over here, it says over here, v'chilufi bekaveret, ifli gu rabbi rabbi Yosef bechilta. So rabbi Yosef, the same machloka, third line of Rashi, da'atam shirud rabbi Yosef nafish b'rabbi. There we see that rabbi Yosef has a bigger measure, which rabbi Yosef says that it can, that this kli can be bigger than Rabbi says and still be considered a kli. In other words, even though it's bigger than what Rabbi says, it can still be makabel tuma. So we see that Rav Yosef there is being machmir, being bigger. Okay, and Rabbi Amar Hatam Tilta, Amar Hatam Trey. And Rabbi, who says over here, Amar Hachi, here he talks about three parts, right?
I sprayed this morning by the...
Mute there, okay. Right, and Rava, who says there are three parts, here he says two parts. And Rav Yosef, who says here two parts, there says three. So the Gemara just comments that the measures are different. They've sort of changed their views. I don't actually understand the practical implication of it, and I don't think there's any connection between the halachas. Just the Gemara sort of read. Rav Yosef, Amar Hachatray, Amar Hatam Tlata. Now what are we talking about? We're talking about a chilt, says kaveret. Right, so now I look inside the Gemara like this. Dama Rav Chilta Batrei Kuri at Chilta, Rav's Kaver, which holds two Kur. Right, now we'll see in a second that a Kur is about 20 Se'ah. Right, it's quite a big measure. We'll see the Gemara tells us what it is. I'm not making it up, right? Share le Tiltula. So it says, Rabbi, that this Chilta, if you've got a Chilta, like a box, which is able that it can contain a volume of 2 kur, 40 2 kur be 60 saya, 40 saya. So that's shari le tiltula. Look at Rashi there, shari tiltula. The Torah kli alea. So on Shabbos or Yom, it would be muktzah, for example, you have a kli, right? And by the other content, it will become kabel tuma, right? Ubat tilta. Kuri asu le tiltula. It says if it's three already, if it's batlata, right, look there, gedole yoter midai, ve'entra kli alea, it's no longer a kli, it's now considered something which is kavua, so therefore you can't carry. Rav Yosef Amar, rest the other way around, batilta kure namisha, is even a three that holds 3 kur, right, so 3 kur over here would be 60 seya, pretty big. Right? Remember, a mikveh needs 40 seah. Remember, to give you context, right? A kosher mikveh needs 40 seah of water. So this has got 60 seah, 1.5 times, shari, and but arba kure asur, but 4 kur is already asur. That would be 80 seah. Right? So that is the machlok that we see the other way around. And now, again, like I said, I'm not sure, other than the fact that there's 2 and 3, and here it's 3 and 2, there's no real connection between the two, but nonetheless, a Gemara worth pointing it out. Now remember, Abaya, we saw that Abaya, we mentioned the other day, that Abaya, Rabbi called Abaya Nachmani, and Abaya, we said, lived, was brought up by Rabbi. Rabbi brought him, either he was his nephew, either was his uncle, whatever the case was, Abaya was an orphan. So Abaya spent time with Rabbi. So Abaya says, I'm Abaya, Bayi mine demar. I asked Mar, Rashi said, who's my Rabbi? I actually asked Rabbi a question, right? Bashad Masse, much real life, real time. Right? Bashad Masse, Bafilu Batreikur Eloshay. Not only we said over here that Rabbi says that a Batreikur, that's something which holds two kur, right? Which said was 40 sayah, was mutar. He says, Rabbi told me that even if it's two kur, I can't have it. It was more machmir than you thought. Right? So we said that the Rabbi would say that up to two kur, you could still carry. Abai actually asked Rabbi a question once in real life when I had a problem. I asked him a question. And he said that even two kur, you couldn't carry. So you're like, come on, who was he going like of the Rabbi who's been more machmir? Right? Rashi says that, you see, Bashat Masi. Shehayiti tzarich l'dav, I wanted it. So he says, come on. Had afilu betarte saber lo shari. Who's he holding like? He says, even two kur we can't all hold. Like he says, kahayit na tana ditna. We got a Mishnah here in Masechet Eruvin. Right, and B'shar Shas also in Oalot says, kaveret akash. Now you've got a kaveret made out of kash, out of straw. V'kaveret akanim, or kaveret made out of reeds, right, out of reeds. Ubor Svina Alexandrit, or a Bor Svina. Bor Avia Svina means like a boat's storage con. Look at Rashi, I still know what it is. A Bor Svina, Rashi says, Svina Gedorosh Posim Bala Yamagado, Umea Yameluchin. If boats are going out into the sea and there the water is salty, they can't drink the water. So they say that they take storage with them to have fresh water to drink. Vosin kli gadol kamin bor. They make a big utensil, like a big hole, like a big bore in the ground. Vnotnin letocho mayim yafin. They put in nice water there. So this bor svin Alexandrit. Now look at Rashi. Here we get the measures. Afapi sheyesh lahem. We're talking about here this kaveret akash or kaveret akanim, this bor svina. They've got sides. Vehein machzikot 40 seya belach. And if it's liquid, It contains 40 seah, to be a kosher mikveh type of size. Shehen kuraim, right? Beyavesh. Rashi tells us that 40 seah belach is kuraim beyavesh. Is 60 seah beyavesh. Arbaim seah belach. Shehen kuraim, right? Look at Rashi. Beyavesh. Look at Rashi via kuraim. So he says, yeah, bor svina, shen kuraim, shishim seya beyavesh. He says, this kuraim over here is lach. I understood that the arbaim seya belach shen kuraim beyavesh, they are 60 seya. Why? Says Rashi. Shehagodesh machzik shlish bekelim shlem shayu asuyin kis shasa shlomo govin kechet zaroch vavahem magulim. He says, because they used to make them where Shlomo made them. In other words, the heart. Right, it says Shehayu Asin Kli Shlomo Govan Kechetzi Rochvan. The width was double the height. So let's say it was 40 by 20, right, or 20 by 10, or 2 by 1. And then what happened was it would hold 40 seah, and then the godesh, that is the pile on the top. Okay, so if you fill it up, you've got up to the top. Let's say it's 40 seah. You can get another 20 seah, another half, which becomes a third of the whole, as a piled up if it's dry. So in liquid measure, it's 2 kuraim. It's kuraim, which is 2 kur, which is 40 seah. And an extra seah could even stick out on top if it's dry goods, like if you're storing on top of it. Okay? That is what he understands over here. Biyavish, and biyavish tohorim. Right? And Amra Abaya, Shma Mina, Hai Gudsha Tilta. And there Rashi says, Rava says, Abaya says, I'm sorry, we hear from here, that the Gudsha is a third. So you've got 2/3 in the thing and another third sticking out. So you've got 40 is the contents. So 40 Sayah is 2 kur and an extra kuru, which is another 20 asaya on top. And that's where we see that Mishnah, that Abaya says, you ask a question, even that size already is asur, you can't carry. Okay, now that was just a sidetrack completely on the two and the three that show that Rabbi and Abaya, Rabbi and Yosef have got different measures on that. Okay, let me go back to our question of Banashmashot. So now Abaye says like this. Abaye, remember we discussed over there, and I expanded in the Mishnah, that we said, Ma'adimim Panei Marav. That the east, sorry, Panei Mizrach. Mishnah said, where was it? It was, where was the Mishnah? Where we said, Ma'adimim Panei Mizrach, correct? We had a brighter. Actually, it was a brighter. It was a brighter Mishnishka Chama. You're right. It was a brighter on Lamed Alamud Bet. But Hashmashot Safek Mina Yom Mina Laida Safek Kulu Mina Yom Tzavir Bala Matin Lachomer. But Hashmashot Mishnishka Chama Kos Man She Penei Mizrach Ma'adimim. That's on Lamed Alamud Bet towards the top of the Amud. So we say, what is But Hashmashot? So long as the face of the east, the eastern skies are red. Right, a bit red. Now we understood that the sun is on the west, even in the southern hemisphere. Right, it sets on the west, and then it lights up on the eastern side of the sky. So Abaye Chazer Rava de Kadave Lemarav. Abaye sees Rava, and he's pointing in the western side. Look, Rashi says there, Dave Mabit Erev Shabbat. He's looking Erev Shabbos. He wrote im yesh sham admumit chamad. You see if the sky is still sort of reddish. And where is he looking? He's looking to the west. Right? So Amalei, so Abaye says to him, v'hatanya kol zman she penei mizrach ma'adimin. But doesn't the Mishnah say you got to look in the east? Not in the west, look in the east. If the east is red, not in the west. So Amalei, so Rava says to Abaye, right, mi savart penei mizrach mamash. Did you think actually meant the east properly, the eastern side? Lo, we meant panim hamaadimim et hamizrach. What are we speaking about? We're looking at the side that lights up the east if it is red. And which is the side that lights up the east? The west. So you actually look at the west. Don't look if the east is red. Look at the side that lights up the east if it is red. And therefore look at the west. And the Gemara says, Ikad Amri, Rava Chazel. So that was Rava Abaye saw Rava. There's a Mama that says, no, that Rava Chazel Abaye the Kadaved Mizrach, Amali Misava Pane Mizrach, Mashpanim Admin, Mizrach, and other way around. There was Rava who saw Abaye doing it. Right? And Abaye said to him, it's actually because the Gemara says, Vesimanech Kafta. And your Siman is a Kafta. What's a Kafta? Kafta is a mirror, a window. I mean, look at Rashi says over here. Simanech Kafta. Chalon Kamoshi Pirash, it's like a window. In other words, basically you're looking through the window, right? By looking from the east to the west, like looking through the window of the east into the west. You're looking westward from the east. And you're looking through a window, and therefore you've got the west lit up. So actually not the east, but the west has to be red. Now we go back to our brighter. So when we had the brighter yesterday, we had the machloket between Rabbi Yehuda, between Rebbe and between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah. Rebbe said all those examples. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Chaim said, no. Kdei shalech adam mishka chama chatzim mil. And you walk half a kilometer, it's about 5 minute walk, and that was the length of Bein Hashmashot. So Amar Rabbi Chanina said like this. Harotzeh da shiuro she Rabbi Nechemia. If you want to know how long is this time, you want to act an objective measure of what Rabbi Nechemia's Bein Hashmashot is. Yaniach chama brosha karmel v'yered v'itvo b'yam v'yale. He's obviously pretty fit, this guy, right, Rabbi Chanina. So you want to know, it says, if you're in the Carmel, the Carmel Mountains, Rashi says, yeah, the Carmel, Har, it's amazing, like Rashi had never been to Israel, right? But Rashi says like this, Carmel, Har, She'al Svatayam. He says, it's a mountain on the, Rashi obviously thought the mountain was like properly like on the water. We know that the Carmel is quite set back. So if you like standing, for example, in Yoknam, right, not Yoknam. What's it? The train goes there. New, help me, somebody. Like if you're going north, Zichron Yaakov. Thank you, Yaakov. He's telling me Zichron Yaakov. Right, you see, and you walk down the mountain. You've got quite a way to go to the sea. It's not like really on the water, right? The whole Karmel actually come to the water. And anyway, Rashi says, Svat Harash al Svat Hayam. Now, if you're on the mountain and you can see the sun setting from the mountain. In other words, it looks like it's on the mountaintop. Quickly go down, jump in the water, come back up, and that's the time, and you'll be able to shkia. That's 5 minutes. Now, I want to see anybody here get down that mountain into the sea, come back up in 5 minutes. I take my hat off to you. Okay. V'zehu shiur shel Rabbi Nechemia. And that's Rabbi Nechemia's shiur. I'm Rabbi Chia, harotzei lirot be'erah. Now, while we're discussing this from the mountain, Rabbi Chia says, on the side, harotzei lirot be'erah shel Miriam. You're going to see Miriam's be'er. Yalosha coming up to the Carmel, Vitzpeh v'yirei kemin kabara bayam. And see this sort of like kabara, she's kabara, a sela agol v'asui kabara, like some sort of round rock in the sea there, which looks like a nest, like a kabara is a new bees, like a bees hive sort of thing, right? V'zohi be'erashel Miriam, that's be'erashel Miriam. Amarav, and while we're on the case of be'erashel Miriam, another interesting halacha, Amarav, Ma'ayan ha-mitaltel tahor. This is a ma'ayan which is rolling around in the desert, right? Which mitaltel, which can be carried. In other words, like a well spring which is portable. A portable well is tahor. What do you mean tahor in Rashi, yeah? Tahor milakabel tuma. At koma kabel tuma. Tovlima, you can tovel inside it. Delav keklidam. It's not a vessel. Liot ha-mayim ha-novim imenu keshoavin. It's not like a mikvah. Ve'ein lecha mayan mitaltel ele berashmi. And the only time it ever happened, this is a one-off example, is the berash of Miriam, which is a portable well. Don't think that you're going to find these things anywhere else. You are not. Okay? Ve'zehu berash of Miriam. Rashi says, Shaya mitgalgel im Yisrael b'midbar b'zuchla shel Miriam, etc. Okay. So that was Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Ben Hashmashot. So now we've got, remember, we had the machloket yesterday between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Yehuda says that this Ben Hashmash is quite a long time. Mishet Yishka Chama, and we've got the time that the uppers and the highest skies aren't equal times. And we saw over there that according to this man, it's around about, it would be quite a while, right? We never actually gave a proper measure of time, or did we? I don't remember giving a proper measure of time. We never said how much it was. But that was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemia says it's about 5 minutes. And we saw here Rabbi Yossi. Was it Rabbi Yossi who said Keheref Ayin? Yes, Rabbi Yossi says Keheref Ayin. So we've got three measures of Ben Hashmashot. A longer time, a little bit shorter time, and a very short time. So now we've got Rabbi Yossi like this. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Shmuel. Ben Hashmashot Rabbi Yehuda, Kohanim Tovlimbo. Now what does it mean to Kohanim? We know the first Mishnah in Masechet Brachot. Me'em atak rishma barvin, mishah shah Kohanim ochlim et trumatan. Nichnasin nechol et trumatan. What does it mean? We learned over there that the Kohanim are tmeim, if it's a whatever type of minor tumah, they go and they go to the mikvah and they need harev shimsho. They have to wait for nightfall. So there are two things that Kohanim need. They need mikvah and they need nightfall. And then they have to have mikvah during the day, and they have to have Harev Shimsho at night. So if they go to the mikveh at night, they've got to wait till the following day. So they've got to go to the mikveh while it's still daytime. So the question is now, they go to the mikveh during Ben Hashmashot, is Ben Hashmashot nighttime or daytime? It would depend, right? If they go to the mikveh during Ben Hashmashot of Rabbi Yehuda, let's say, then Rabbi Yossi, who says that it's right at the end, will say, no problem. So they go like this, what does it mean? They go to the mikveh during, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they can go to the mikveh during his Ben Hashmashot. Look at Rashi, Kohanim Tovlim. Even though they still need not fall off the shem, after the tefillah, lechol b'trumatan, kesavar yamamahu, they will say, no problem, the pasuk is yamamahu, v'yeshahut acharav lishkir, and they got time for the shkir to set. What are you talking about? Leman, according to who? Ilayim Rabbi Yehuda, if you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda says that during his time and go to the mikvah, how can it be? Rabbi Yehuda says that barash mashu is a safek. Rabbi Yehuda himself will tell you that this time is now, might not be day. So obviously Rabbi Yehuda can't tell you that the Kohanim can go to the mikveh during his Ben Hashmashot. So what's now you're right? Right? Ele Ben Hashmashot Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Kohanim Tovlim. It says, no, you're right. But Rabbi Yossi will tell you that at the time that Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's Ben Hashmashot, I don't think it's Ben Hashmashot. My Ben Hashmashot is later on. Therefore, I've got no problem for Kohanim to toivel at the time that Rabbi Yehuda says it's Ben Hashmashot. Right? Look at Rashi over here. There's no Rashi. So I said, that's Pshita. Well, that's not a big deal. Look, Rashi, the Pshita. I skipped off all the way down the Pshita, the first wide lines at the bottom. Pshita, the Rabbi Yossi, Kohanim Tovlim Bo, Rabbi Yehuda. That's not a big deal. The ha sveikad Rabbi Yosef, Yossi Kerif Ayin. The cholemale hemenu yemamahu. Any time before herif ayin, that mamash, that last second when day becomes night, kontrabi Huda is daytime. A kontrabi Yossi is daytime. Right? Veshud Rabbi Huda nafish tuva umarif shimshay. And as far as Rabbi Yossi is concerned, there's plenty time for Rabbi Huda, so they can go to the mikveh at the time and still have nightfall. So what's the chiddush? Why would we think anything differently? What would we have thought? This one would have a hava mina, right? Ben Hashmashot Rabbi Yossi, Meshach Shaykh Bid Rabbi Yehuda. We'd have thought that Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashot is included in the time of Rabbi Yehuda. Because what happens, Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashot starts at a certain time and ends at the very end. And that end over there is already Rabbi Yehuda's Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashot. Look at Rashi, Meshach Shaykh. Rashi says, Ben Hashmashot Rabbi Yossi, Meshach Shaykh Rabbi Yehuda, Besofo hu nichlal. At the end of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashot is included Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashot. Vechishalim Rabbi Yehuda Lailahum, when Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashot ends, is now light. Afilu Rabbi Yossi. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree that the last bit of Ben Hashmashot Rabbi Yehuda is his Ben Hashmashot as well. Vechitavil Besof Ben Hashmashot Rabbi Yehuda to Leika Harif Shemesh. And therefore now, if they went to the very beginning of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Hashmashot, Rabbi Yehuda would say, okay. But if they went at the end of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Hashmashot, that would also be Rabbi Yossi Ben Hashmashot, and they wouldn't have any time left over now for Harif Shemesh. It would already be night. They would have to wait for nightfall. It would already be nightfall. Right? Kamash, and therefore the Gemara teaches us, no, comes along over here. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Shmuel, it says, Kamash Balan Shmuel, the whole Ben Hashmashot Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Yemamahu, the Kasher Letvila, Vahadar Mat Rabbi Yossi, Vahu Air Shemesh. That Rabbi Yossi says, no, Rabbi Yossi says that the whole of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashot is not my Ben Hashmashot. My Ben Hashmashot only starts when his ends. And therefore, from Yossi's point of view, the whole of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashot, Kohanim can toivel. Let's look at the Gemara. Kamash Balan Deshani Ben Hashmashot Rabbi Yehuda, only when it ends, Vahadar Matchil Ben Hashmashot Rabbi Yossi, then he starts. Amr Bar Baruchan Amr Biyochanan, he says like this, Halakha Rabbi Yehuda Le'inyan Shabbat, Halakha Rabbi Yossi Le'inyan Truma. Now comes an amazing, Rabbi Baruchan says that, you know what, we've got Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashot, which is the Herif Ayin right at the very end, and Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashot is this whole measure, and they halachot like both of them, but for different things, right? Le'inyan Shabbat, Halakha Rabbi Yossi like Rabbi Yehuda, and Le'inyan Truma for Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Gemara wants to say, what are you talking about? Because we understand from the fact that we've got a safek over here, that when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos is Doraita. So we're going to naturally go to Chumrah. When it comes to Truma, Truma is also Doraita. So we're going to also naturally go to Chumrah. So now, what do you mean Le'inyan Shabbos like Rabbi Yehuda and Le'inyan Truma like Rabbi Yossi? Doesn't make sense. If we're going to go to Chumrah, the Chumrah should include all of them on both sides. So the Gemara said like this. Bishloma halacha Rabbi Yehuda inyan Shabbat lechumra. We understand that halacha like Rabbi Yehuda lechumra. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda starts earlier than Rabbi Yossi. So we're going to bring in Shabbos early, and we're going to say it's still Shabbos early, and Shabbos is going to come out late. We understand that that means lechumra. Look at Rashi. Bishloma halacha Rabbi Yehuda inyan Shabbos lechumra. Klomar midak Rabbi Yochanan halacha Rabbi Yehuda lahachi. When he says it's like the one on the one hand, like the other on the other hand, we understand why. Because there is a safek. And there's a safek, we're going to go to Chumrah. Right? Hilchach, al korchach le Chumrah by le Bezef, we're going to Chumrah. Ubishlom, and now once we understand we're going to go to Chumrah, what we understand from that? Bishlom, kiamar halachak rabbi hulinyan Shabbat, ikele meimar to the Chumrah amra, ube erev Shabbos amar shim asab melacha mevi asham talui. Okay, what does he mean over there? He's saying that Erev Shabbos, if you did a melocha Erev Shabbos, so you bring a korban asham talui, wa asham talui, because it's a safek, is it Shabbos, isn't it Shabbos? On Motzei Shabbos, on the other hand, it wouldn't be an asham talui, we vadai Shabbos, because it's safek daytime. On Erev Shabbos, meaning it could be Chol. Safek on Shabbos means still Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't come out yet. So we're going to go to Chumrah in both directions. And therefore, Erev Shabbos would be an Asham Talui because it might still be Friday. On Shabbos, it might, it probably, the question is it Shabbos out yet? It's more likely it's Shabbos. Because the same reason on Erev Shabbos we didn't bring an Asham because we thought it could be Chol, on Shabbos we're pretty sure it's Shabbos, it's daytime because it hasn't got dark yet. Right? Let's go over there one more time. He says, "Kamal chakav Yehuda in Shabbos, ikele meimra de chumra amra, ube'er Shabbat amar shimasav melacha mevi Hashem talui, habotzei Shabbat lo avdinan kevatei." Right? We don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Le meimra de ben hashmashot didei lailu. We holding like Rabbi Yossi. We're going to go to chumra, right? Like Rabbi Yossi, and said might only be later, but Rabbi Yehuda is already still Shabbos. So we got the chumra of both of them on both sides. Right? Right? Now he says, "Bishlomah halachak Rabbi Yehuda inyan Shabbos lechumra, aval inyan truma mahi." What does it mean, le'inyan truma? Right? What is this idea of chumra with regard to truma? If you're going to say tefillah, so then sveiki, look at Rashi. Ida mitfila de sveila da koanim tovlim with Rabbi Yehuda, kedekam Rabbi Yossi. If you're going to say that Rabbi, that we pask the halacha is lechumra, because Rabbi Yossi will tell you that during the barashmashin of Rabbi Yehuda, it's still daytime, but that's not lechumra. Vaha Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda sveikahu midele inyan Shabbat kai kevatei lechumra. He says, but that doesn't make sense because Rabbi Yochanan himself is telling us that we have got a safek according to Rabbi Yehuda, because the fact that we went lechumra on Shabbos means that even with regard to tefillah, the concept of hashmashing is a safek. If it's a tvaf safek, how can he say toivel? There's a safek here. It might be the natav already. You got it? The very fact that we're saying go like he lechumra, we're going on both sides lechumra, means it's a safek. Means that none of them are clear. We can't say like Rabbi Yossi on tefillah and like Rabbi Yehuda, you can still toivel, it's still daytime. The very fact that it's a safek means it might not be daytime. Even Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, might not be daytime anymore. And we know that for tefillah, you have to have tefillah in the day to have harev shemesh, to have nightfall coming after the tefillah. And there's a safek here that Rabbi Yehuda's ben hashmashot might actually be nighttime. So it can't be for tefillah. Is that clear what I'm saying? Anybody? Anybody? Okay, maybe. Right? So safeku ella. So what are we talking about when we're saying that we're going to chumra over here? El in kojab yos el la'achila truma. That's la'achila truma. Look, Rashi. V'kule milt Rabbi Yochanan l'chumra. Rabbi Yochanan's whole shtick here. Both tefillah is l'chumra and eating is l'chumra. The Lord taimer ki shalim hashmash Rabbi Yehuda leilahu v'neichol. Don't say now that they've got to go to the mikveh before Rabbi Yehuda's ben hashmashot. Rabbi Yehuda's ben hashmashot might be nighttime. And therefore they can eat during Rabbi Yehuda's ben hashmashot. No. We were machmi that it might be nighttime that you can't go to the mikveh. But we were also machmi that you can't eat during that time yet because it might be daytime. That's what we mean we were machmi. And therefore we have to wait for Rabbi Yossi's ben hashmashot to be able to eat. So you can't go to the mikveh during Ben Hashmash and Rabbi Yehuda because it might be night time. You can't eat yet during Ben Hashmash and Rabbi Yehuda because it might be daytime. You have to only eat when it comes to Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmash. So we've got to wait till it's proper dark. And we can't go to the mikveh either while it's still Ben Hashmash because it might be daytime. That's what he means by the chumra in all the directions. Right, look at Rashi. Umimele namir inyan motzei Shabbat. Lo aminan Rabbi Yehuda. Motzei Shabbat, like we said, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. The name of Rabbi Yossi, Lailu Vashari. Right, because then Rabbi Yossi will tell us we have to only, to be honest with you, I'm 100% sure what that means. If anybody can help me there, we made a nami le inyan motze Shabbat, lo aminan krabi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Yossi Liliahu, the name of Rabbi Yossi Liliahu Vashari, don't know what that means. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Now we come on to some halacha zaviyah, which is all of us have grown up. I'm sure all of us here have grown up with the concept that when Shabbos is out, you go look in the sky and you see the three stars. Well, it's nice to know that it's not just Tamar wives tale. It's actually a Gemara Mefureshet here on this stuff. Right? Lamed Hay. Amud Bet. It's three. You look at the zaviyah. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Shmuel. Kochav Echad Yom. If there's one star in the sky, it's daytime. Shnayim, two stars, is ben hashmashot, and shlosha laila, three stars, is night. If you thought it was so simple, it's not so simple, right? So Tanya Mechad, a brighter as well. So even though Rabbi Yehuda said that Shmuel is a brighter, Kochav Echad Yom, Shnayim, ben hashmashot, shlosha laila. Now, I'm Rabbi Yossi, right? The Haggadah Bach says, not Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, right? Lo kochavim gedolim hanirim bayom. It's not big stars you see during the day. Velo kochavim ketanim she'enirin, and not little stars that are hard to see, ella, right, which you only see at night when it's very, very dark, ella beinonim. You look for three average-sized stars. So when you want to know Shabbos is out, you go out and you look up, and you're going to see three average size stars, not the very big ones, which I think today we know the big stars are actually planets, right? But the big star, we're talking here about average size stars. Now, I didn't look in the Shulchan Aruch. If somebody can look quickly, you've got a halacha there. Look here, you've got it there, right? But I think that the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that they need to be three stars you see like in one look. Like you can't go, oh, there's a star, there's a star, there's a star. You're going to have to look up and see in one look three medium-sized stars all not necessarily gathered next to each other, but in one sighting. I don't know if any of you can look at the stars. Did Sandals mention that, Steve, Michael, anybody? I don't know. All right. So that's the Gemara. Amar Yossi Abbas Vida. Ha'oseh melacha b'shnei b'en ha'shmashot chayev chata. Mima nafshach. So now we've got an interesting one. If Erev Shabbos is b'en ha'shmashot, and Motzei Shabbos is also b'en ha'shmashot, so now if we say that Erev Shabbos, what's the suffix about ha'shmashot? It might not be Shabbos yet. So if you did a melacha, Erev Shabbos b'en ha'shmashot, you might not be chayev chatat. The most you can say is you chayev an asham talui. An asham talui is a comment you bring if you aren't certain. It's called a dependent. It stands there. It's talui. A dependent on the fact that it might be a melacha that you over, it might not be a chatat you chayev. It's mean asham talui. But if you did a melacha erev Shabbos and a melacha at the end of Shabbos, one of them is Shabbos. If erev Shabbos it might be Friday, then on Shabbos it's still Shabbos. If Erev Shabbos is already Shabbos, then Motzei Shabbos ben Hashmashot is no longer Shabbos. But if you're a melacha on both of them, one of them you're definitely chayiv. You with me? You can't hold the stick on both sides. You can't say it's ben Hashmashot then, ben Hashmashot not Shabbos. Make up your mind. If it's Erev Shabbos, it's not ben Hashmashot, it's not Shabbos. Then on Shabbos, it is Shabbos. And if Erev Shabbos, it is ben Hashmashot, then on Shabbos, it's not Shabbos. But one of them has to be Shabbos. Clear? Right? Look at Rashi over here. But Rashi adds in a rider. Rashi says, not so simple. Look at Rashi, yeah? Mimana shach. Mimana shach. Ilailahu. If it's not time, chayev on Erev Shabbos. On Friday, you chayev. V'shel Motzei Shabbos. And no klum. Then on Motzei Shabbos, it was not time. Shabbos was ois. V'yamam. When if Ben HaShmash is daytime, who? Then chayev on Motzei Shabbos. You chayev on Motzei Shabbos. V'ein shel Erev Shabbos klum. Erev Shabbos, it wasn't Shabbos yet. But now Rashi says like this, Ukegon, so long as the Avid lay kol bein hashmashot, that you do this melocha, the whole of bein hashmashot. Because otherwise we can start nitpicking and say, maybe the beginning of bein hashmashot is different to the end of bein hashmashot. Bein hashmashot might have parts inside it. Look at Rashi. Deleike disfuke lahai betchilato ulahai besofo. So Rashi says, in order for this halacha to take place, when we say that you chayev miman avshach, you had to be busy doing a melocha, the whole of Ben HaShmashot Erev Shabbos, and the whole of Ben HaShmashot Motzei Shabbos, and then you definitely chayev v'chata for one of them. Okay, that's what he wanted to say. Amar Rabbi L'Shamei, so the Rabbi says to his Shamas, Atun, delo kim lechu b'shur d'rabbanan. You guys who aren't so clued up about the exact measurements, the measurements of Chacham, look at Rashi, yeah? B'shir d'rabbanan ben hashmashot, which what this ben hashmashot really means. Now you who want to know that you got to do things, adashimsha, right? Aresh dikla, when the sun is at the top of the palm tree, aresh dikla, itlu shaga, then you can light the candles. He'd liquid aner mibod yom, knowing they're still not Shabbos, and that would be your measure for you. Look at Rashi, b'shir d'rabbanan itlu he'd liquid aner mibod yom. So now the Shabbos says to him, what have I got a cloudy day when I can't see where the sun is? The Shabbos was in London, right? He asked him a proper kasha here. He says, okay, that's all very good when it's when the sun's there. When there's no sun, what do I do? Right? So he says, b'mata, if you're in the town, chazei tarnagula, then look at the chickens. Look at Rashi there. Hayoshvin la korot mi ba'od yom v'chein ha'orvim b'sadeh, all the crows in the fields. So they're sitting on top there. They haven't gone inside yet, I imagine. And Badabri, if you're out in the desert, in the unsettled areas, right? Badabra urve ina sedara. He says, "Yeah, the orvim." Rashi, funny. Rashi. Oh, sorry. Rashi is v'chein ha'orvim b'sadeh. So to the orvim in the fields, right? Ina mi adane. Rashi adane esev. There's some sort of plant. Rashi says, "Yeah." Akaruim mulva. I'm sure that Tanzas gives what the modern name is there. I don't look. V'alin chelo notin etzalachama shacharit, and their leaves face the sun in the morning, and they move with the sun. these leaves of this plant, right? At midday, they're standing upright. In the afternoon, they move. They follow the sun. It gives a name on what it is, right? It says, look at those leaves, those plants. You'll get a good indication of where we are during the day. Okay, now we come into practical halacha, and this would take place in towns where there was a Beit Din, and even in Jerusalem today, and in some cities, I'm not sure, I think maybe Rehovot, in some they have a siren, Erev Shabbos. In Jerusalem, definitely, there's a siren that goes, a lot of Yeshuvim have it, the Kibbutzim have it, there's a siren Erev Shabbos, right? And that siren tells you that Shabbos is in. It's also based in the Gemara. Gemara's over here. Tell him I got a brighter. Shesh tekiyot tokin Erev Shabbat. Six tekiyas that we blow Erev Shabbos. And look at Rashi over here. Shesh tekiyot. Afa truot beminyan. The seder shlehem tekiyah trua tekiyas. Even though the trees as well. So they would both blow tekiyah trua tekiyah. So the shesh tekiyot, on every one there's two tekiyas. So there are three measures of the day. Each one is a tekiyah, a true and a tekiyah. So there's six tekiyas, right? Look what they are. Rishona, the first one is lahavtil et ha'ami melochoshe v'sadot, to batel, right? They must stop working in the fields. Lahavtil melochom v'sadot. V'yehelahen, Rashi says here, v'yehelahen shehot likrest, and they left enough time. So it's an earlier shofar, give them enough time to still get it back into town. The second one, lahavtila ir v'chanuyot, to now the guys in town, right, from Elocha and the shops. Look at Rashi v'chanuyot, says Rashi mimekach, when start actually trading. Shlishit, the third one is ladlikir aner, to actually tell you now it's time to light the candles. Divrei Rabbi Natan, that's Rabbi Natan, is the Tanakam. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says no. He says, Omer, shlishit lachlot tefillin. The third toshofar, it tell you now it's time to take your tefillin, because you have with tefillin on Shabbos. Look at Rashi, v'hadlakat ner brevit, and he's got a fourth one. So he has an extra, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi has an extra, three, but four. V'shoheh, now he says like this, once you've heard that third blow, v'shoheh k'day tzliat katan, you wait enough time to be able to cook a little fish, or k'day like big pat batadur, or to have time to put the bread up again. Remember, we saw tak batadur, that's proper melocha, where they like stick the bread up against the wall of the tabun. Look at Rashi. There'd be enough time to be able to still let the bread crust a bit, because you've got to have it in the oven enough that it's crusted a bit before Shabbos. Right? And he says, yeah, you want to have enough time to add a bit of chol onto Shabbos. You don't want to leave it till the last minute, because it's the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbos. So you still want to bring in Shabbos a bit early. Right? So all this happens a little bit earlier. Right? And then v'tokeya u'meria v'tokeya. Then there was Rashi, and the brother says v'tokeya. Each tokeya was a tekiya, true and a tekiya, and then v'shovet, and then a Shabbos. So you have these three blows. Each one is tokeya, true, tokeya. Rashi says you have a tokeya, true, tekiya. Harei sheish v'shovet chal Shabbat alav. Right. So Amar Rashba, Rashi Megabe says like this. Mana selahem lebavlim. He says these bavli. What are we going to do about them? Shetokin umarin v'shovtin metoch meri'in. They accept Shabbos, right, in the third trua. So you've got tekiah trua tekiah, tekiah trua tekiah, and the third one is tekiah trua, and they accept Shabbos on the trua. And we've got a problem, because we said you have to have sheish tekiot. Now they've already been makabel Shabbos on the trua. How do we blow the sixth tekiah to really Shabbos for them? Right? So that's Rav Shimon Gabriel's problem. So he says, look here, he says, Tokinu merin v'havu lehu chamisha. And they've only got five tekiyas. He says, Ella, what do they do? She tokin, they first do a tekiyah, v'chozrin v'tokinu merin, and then they blow another, and then v'shoftin mitoch merin. And then while they in the second, on their trua, they accept Shabbos. And he said, no problem, minag avotem bidan kare. It's an old established minag. Let them do it that way, not the end of the world. Like what's like this? Matnat lay Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yitzchak Berei. Say Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yitzchak told his son that shnia lahadlik etaner. That the second trua, the second tekiah, trua tekiah, we said that there were six tekiah koin b'shabbat. The rishon is lahatpil, lahavtil, sorry, and then And the second one was laftil ir v'chaniot, and the shlishi was to madlik. Rabbi Yitzchak says no, the second one is lahadlik. So what says Kama'an? Who's he like? Look at the Rashi very quickly. Lahadlik. I thought it was a Rashi there. No, I can't see Rashi there. Okay, no problem. So who's he like? Come on. The Gemara says, Lo Karabi Natan velo Karabi Lanasi. Neither like any of these two that we've seen up until now. Ele shlishit lahadlik etaner. So he says, it can't be. So therefore, the Gemara says, okay. So we accept that it's a mistake and it must be ele shlishit. So he says, shlishit lahadlik etaner, come on. Karabi Natan. Says he holds like Rabbi Natan that the shlishit is like Laner, not like Rabbi Lanasi. Rabbi Lanasi, we said there's an extra one, there was a fourth shlishit. The words like Tanah Rabbi Shmuel, Shayish to go to Kedir Shabbos. We've got another brighter, similar brighter in Rabbi Shmuel's Beit Midrash. It's also an idea. Here it's got slightly different reasons for each one. Right? He says, Shayish to go to Kedir Shabbos. He tchilit koat ki arishona. He blows the first one. Nimnu ha'omdim besadeh mila ador. The guys in the field stop plowing. Look at Rashi, mila ador mila chfor. And to plow, so lador here, I think it's like to hoe actually, like to with an axe, and then lachosh with the plow, and then milasot kol melechas, they stop off work. But look at interesting one, the ein hakrovin rasha'in nikanes ad shi'avor rochokin yikansu kulam ke'echad. There are people whose fields are closer to town, and people whose fields are further from town. So you think once this siren goes off, the guys in the field who are closer to town start walking. The Gemara says no. They have to wait till those further away catch up to them, and they all walk into town together. Look at this amazing reason why. Right? Look at Rashi. V'ikansu kulam ke'echad. Why? Shelo yachshedu hanichnasim ba'achrona lomar she'asku b'melachtan achar she'shamu kol ha'shofar she'en ha'kol makirim mikrim mimrochkin. If people come into the town in drips and drabs, the people in the town are going to think that those who came later carried on working after the shofar was blown. Because they don't know who's living far and who's working near. So they don't know that they had longer to walk. So in order not to have the people in the town, choshed b'ksheirim, we say you all walk together in, everybody comes in together, so no one's got a chosh, it's chashud, that they were working after the siren went off. Unbelievable. Then the Gemara says, then we carry on. V'adayin chanuyop, but still the shops in the town are open. The trisin munachida. We've seen this lashon before, the idea of trisin. The trisya means like the window covers, right? So the window covers, the Rashi explains it is. And funny enough, if you go into cities in Eastern Europe, I go to Lithuania today, you'll see in the villages, you know that Lithuania wasn't destroyed by the Nazis. There was no bombing. So you've got, in the villages, you've got houses that are predate from the war. And they've still got in this day, you see shops, the front of the house became a shop. And basically they took out the shutter and they lay it down on trestles and the shutter becomes a shop counter. And that's where all the stories. You know what's sitting over here? Look at the means of trisin. Hein dlatot achanuyot, the doors he calls them. Umesalkinotan, they take them off. Umeinichin agabit, they put them on trestles. Umochinan, they become counters. Tavlin, vishar, all different produce and all goods. Uleerev machsinotan lepitchim. And in the end they put them back onto their doors or back onto the windows. How much like you see to this day. So those shops are still open. Then he trilled it koat kiyashi, and they stop playing the second tekiya. Nistalku atrishin, they now take off the shutters, put them back on the doors. Then look, and they lock up the shops. Ever adayin chamin munachin al gabe kira. You can still have hot water on your stove, busy boiling hot water to keep for Shabbos. Look at Rashi there. Chamin maim chamin nimzog ben maim. You still keep hot water there. Uve gedar munachot al gabe kira. Still your pots can still cook. He trilled it koat kiyashi. The third one starts being blown now. Sileka Mesalek, the person whose job it is to take all these things off, he takes them off the stove. Vahitmin Hamatrin, the guy whose job it is to do Hatmanar, so you have to cover it to keep it warm, he can do Hatmanar. Vahidlik Hamadik, and the person whose job it is to light the candles, lights the candles. And then, from that moment of the third blowing, the same like I saw previously, Vashoik Desliat Dakatan, Okled Hadbik Patpatanu, you wait enough time to actually roast the small fish or for the bread to crust. Two tekiyas and a trua, and then they have Shabbos. So now Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, says, Shamati, she'im ba'ala hadlik, achar sheish tekiyot madlik. If you want to come and light candles, even after the three sets of blowings, you can still light candles. Why? Because not really Shabbos yet. שרי נתנו חכמים שיעור לחזן הכנסת להוליך שופרו לביתו. Because where would they blow from? Now, if you ask me, and I'm just making an assumption, I've got no grounds what I'm saying, but it seems like this is this muazzin idea of that at the mosque, they have the muazzin. Because here, the chazan would actually stand on a platform in the shul, and he'd blow his shofar at shul, and that's where the sounds would come out from to warn us that it's time now for Shabbos. He wouldn't stand in his house, he'd go to the shul and blow from the shul. So he says over here, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, that therefore we've got to allow this guy to get home because he's not going to carry his shofar. So therefore, Shabbos isn't in yet, and if we've got enough time to light the candle, if you want to light the candle. Look at Rashi there, Shiaro, Shofar Lebeito, Lishaya Gag Miuchad Begova, either was a special, like a roof there, Vem Tzautrit Kosham, and he'd go and he'd stand there to blow shofar, Umisham Moricho Beit, he'd go home, Alma Akati Lo Naki Krusha Shabbos Allah, he hasn't taken in Shabbos. Even though he blew the shofar, he hasn't accepted Shabbos yet, he's still going to get home. So Amar Lo, they said to him, Rabbi Yossi Varechalina, Imke, Natatat Varechalish Shurin, you're allowing yourself, yeah, you're opening yourself up to all different measurements. Because how long does it take for the guy to get home? Everyone's going to make their own assumptions. Look at Rashi Lishlur, Pamim Shebeitu Karob, Pamim Shebeitu Rachok. Someone said, he's got a far way to go, therefore he'll give himself more time to light candles. So you got to put a problem. Ela Makom Tzanu, he says, no, he never walked home with his shofar. They had a place there where he could hide it. Chagisit Barosh HaGagor, on the top of the mountain, on the top of the station, Shem Meniach Shofro, Lefi She'ein Metaltlin, Lora Shofar, Lora Chatzotshot. They don't carry anything, neither the shofar or the shofar. So now, Rabbi Yosef Berichin is the Gemara, or Rabbi Yosef Berichin is, how can you say that? I've got a brighter that says, Shofar Metaltel, V'chatzotshot, Eina Metaltlin. The shofar you can carry. Why can you carry the shofar? The shofar you can carry, look at Rashi, shofar metaltel, if it's a kafur for short bent over, because you can use it to slip out water from the well, and you can then feed it from the narrow side into the child's mouth. It's got other uses on Shabbos, not only muktzah. You can use the shofar, so you can still carry the shofar. So it says over there, he says, Amarav Yosef, The Mesulah Shas changes Rabbi Yosef, lo kashia. Kan biyachid, kan bitzibur. It depends if it's a yachid or tzibur. And we'll carry on after Shabbos with the rest. Are we going to have a Kabbalat Shabbat today? I think maybe not, eh? What do you think?
Maybe we'll take a break.
I mean, I don't mind. But I'm saying we had an Erev Shabbat, we had an Erev Yontif yesterday. And I mean, I think...
There were only about 30 to 40 people.
Yeah, there you are. There were 31, I think, or 32 computers linked on that I saw at that time.
Right. Maybe Rav Baruch wants to give a short Devar Torah for Shabbat.
Okay, you know, we can ask him. I'll ask if he wants to, then we can publicize it. Yeah, I don't mind. For like short one again. Like, just look, Kabbalat Shabbat's very short anyhow.
Because yeah, I enjoyed it. I think it's good.
Okay, so we can... Okay, all right, I don't mind. Okay, so I'll ask him if he wants to... Oh, God.